What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, two extra toasts, and a half sweet TF lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, One Love. And this is a very, very, very special edition today of the spillover because we have the head coach of the University of Utah on the line. That, of course, Sip, Bill, is your friend, Bill, Kyle Whittingham. Kyle, good morning, Coach Whittingham. Good morning. We're glad to have you on. Has it hit you yet that this is your last bowl game you're coaching here in Utah here in just over a week and a half, Coach?
Yeah, I've had time to digest it. It's it's been a while since I made this decision, and I'm at peace with it. And I think the timing is right, and looking forward to watching our guys play one more time this 31st, coming up here in a couple weeks.
Coach Bill Boyce, 93.7 The Ticket. thanks for being on. This is awesome. I told the guys that we share music almost weekly, back and forth, and it's now, would you agree that we live in the 70s?
From 1965 to 1984 is my box. Anything
awesome.
in that span, I'm good. Anything outside of that, I have no interest in.
You shut it down in 84. I said the other day, I go 89 is mine. I checked out a new music, and you checked out at 84.
About 1980, yeah, the Van Halen 1984 album. That about wraps it up right there.
What in the late 60s? What is it in the late 60s that you like?
Bob Dylan, Beatles, Stones. Nice. Okay. Those guys were just getting rolling, and not to make a pun there, but anyways, that was kind of when I got old enough. I was about 8 years old then, 8-9 years old, and the Doors, came on the scene at that
time.
Hello.
Would you want to do the show with us? Could you do a remote show with us once a week, just about?
I'm in.
That would be incredible.
I got plenty of time on my hands now, so I'm in. Mm. Yes, sir.
Any Motown? Do you like some Motown?
Motown's got it kind of catchy, and there's some songs I enjoy and some artists, but classic rock is my wheelhouse. I mean, okay. That's where I reside.
Okay, let's talk ball. Let's talk ball, Coach. Yeah. What were your immediate impressions of your bowl opponent, Nebraska?
Well, Big Ten team, typical Big Ten team. They got some physicality. Personnel, good looking kids on the field, and they're going to be a big challenge for us. And, our guys have had a really good bowl prep so far. We've practiced six, seven times with a couple walkthroughs, and we got another four or five practices to go before the game, but just what you'd expect, from a Nebraska team, as far as, the physicality and the run the football well, and that's where we're at.
Coach, it appears as if both teams have turned their keys to be interested in this game. Like I said, right now there's a lot of buzz about it, and obviously I've been able to talk about your end that Coach Whittingham will have Utah ready to go, and appears Nebraska is also. What's your thoughts on what the game vibe will be like? What's your thoughts on what it's going to be like down there in Vegas on that day?
Well, our guys are really excited to play. I mean, we have a chance to win our 11th game, and that's only it'll be the fourth time in school history if we're able to accomplish that's been done, an 11-win season. So that's really motivating our guys. And, you know, obviously the last chance to play together is the 225 Utah squad. And so, and squads turn over so much now. I mean, you get 50% turnover, with a lot of football teams. So from year to year, it's so vastly different, but the guys are excited to have one more ride together, like I said, and try to get that 11th win.
Now, we know you don't work for the Chamber of Commerce of Las Vegas, but no. You've done this bowl before. We haven't. I mean, that Nebraska fans, Nebraska media, Nebraska program, we haven't done this bowl. What is this bowl like? What do you like about this bowl? What do you like about the experience? What should we expect?
Oh, they do a great job. They put on it's a great 5 or 6 days for the families. They do a phenomenal job with, and bowls are, it's kind of a sweet spot you want to hit with bowls. You don't want to have too many activities where you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off all week and got to be here and there. So they do a really nice job of making it great for the families and some things to do, some activities, but yet having some downtime where you can go do what you want. And I think this is our seventh time in the Vegas Bowl. I think it is our seventh bowl. And John Cecenti down there does a great job running it. And he's done it for a lot of years. Like I said, they've got their system down. They know what they're doing. And really, it was a big plus when they're able to move over to Raider Stadium, the Allegiant Stadium where the Raiders play. That's a great venue. And that really made the feel of the bowl that much better when the kids get to play in an NFL stadium.
Sure.
Kyle, obviously we went over all your success. Your 2018 that was 13-0, finished in second in the country and winning the Mountain West numerous times, winning the Pac-12, being in Rose Bowls. In the coaching world, and I know the answer to this, but I want you to expand on it. You've had so many people influence you, but tell me about the influence of Big Fred, your dad, obviously NFL coach and college coach. If you could please just tell us about what that was like to coach with your dad and the influence that your dad had on you.
Oh, what a huge influence and everything. You know, I grew up a defensive guy, played linebacker, coached on defense my entire career, and everything I know and have learned about defense philosophically, technique-wise, fundamentals, game planning, scheming came from my father. In my opinion, he's one of the top defensive minds that has ever been in the game. I had the good fortune of playing for him in college. Down at BYU, he was my position coach as well as our defensive coordinator. Then I had the great opportunity to coach with him here at Utah. First, I was his defensive line coach back in 1994. Then he took off back to the NFL to the Raiders. He had been with the Rams for 10 years in the 80s, and so wanted to get back in the NFL game. When he left, I got the coordinator job here at Utah and brought him back as a position coach for me a few years later. So we've had a great opportunity to spend time together and learn. And like I said, he is the biggest, without a doubt, influence on my coaching style and how I go about structuring a defense and teaching and that type of thing. Now, if you talk about head coaches, you know, there's really three guys that I've, drawn from utilize as far as shaping me in that regard. That would be, first of all, Lavelle Edwards, who I played for down at BYU, a tremendous football coach and just a master of running a program. Did a great job of hiring great assistants and letting them do their thing, not being a micromanager and just a really steadying influence on the program. Then Ron McBride, who hired me here at Utah, my very first job at the four-year level, and he was a master recruiter, and I learned everything about recruiting from Coach Mack from A to Z. I mean, he could recruit. He was a Dick Tomey disciple, and Dick Tomey might be best recruiter to ever do it. Mm. And so I learned a ton about that from Coach McBride. Then, of course, my 2 years with Urban Meyer, who when Coach Mack got let go, I was here as a D coordinator, thought I should have the job, was really a little upset when I didn't. They brought in Urban. Fortunately, he asked me to stay. I was the only holdover from that staff. And he you know, took me on board. And after 2 years later, I realized how much I didn't know about head coaching, because I had learned a ton about, you know, just organizing of a football program, how to run it on a day-to-day, routine. And he was just such a masterful planner, organizer, so organized, and nothing was left to chance. You know, every detail was attended to. And so that is who shaped me. And I feel very fortunate to be able to, you know, like I said, have worked for those three guys as head coach, or under them as my head coach, and then have my father as my defensive guru, I guess you could say.
Could you add in one more thing, Coach Whittingham, on Big Fred at Wyoming caught on fire? Can you tell them what happened?
What happened to Big Fred?
He caught on fire at Wyoming. Can you please walk him through that?
We're up in Wyoming, and as you know, it can get pretty chilly up there. And we always seem to play wild, like in November, when it was like, you know, as cold as it could possibly be. And we're up there one year. It's a night game. The field is rock solid, frozen. The wind is blowing. The snow is howling around, and he's standing with his position group. He coached the linebackers at that time, and he's standing there diagramming something on a little grease board too close to the little torpedo heater. You know, got those torpedo heaters. So all of a sudden his pants start to melt. And the players were looking at him. They were afraid to say anything, but then when the sparks started to fly and there was actually a flame, that's when they said, "Coach,
Fred was on fire. Dad was on fire on the sidelines." Then what?
So the trainers came over and put wet towels on it and doused it, and it was comical. You know, Big Fred was on fire. But
Big Fred is what we call him.
Yeah, Big Fred, that's his dad. He was on fire. Yes. Yeah.
How big was Big Fred?
Fearless was they called him Fearless Freddy back in the day too. He played for the Saints, and you talk about a group of guys that really ran wild down.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
On the French Quarter, you know, down the French Quarter in the late 60s. But he was a member of that crew. But he was 6'2", about 245, played in the NFL for 9 years. He was a linebacker in the NFL and really had a really good career. And like I said, they called him Mad Dog. And in fact, in college, he was a national Gold Gloves champion, Gold Gloves boxing champion. And there were several people trying to get him to go that direction instead of pursue the football route to turn pro in boxing. And he never did, but he always wondered what would happen if he would have gone that route.
Heavyweight.
Heavyweight, Golden Gloves champ, yep.
Oh, boy.
The ability you've had, obviously, to help other people. I've always said I wouldn't have, you know, be in coaching. You hired me from New Mexico State to come to Utah, and then you were the one that obviously convinced Urban to keep me when you were retained. And that didn't look good for a while. And I remember the phone call that night when you said, yeah, there's no room at the inn. And then you called me back as I was leaving the complex and said there was a change. And so you have influenced so many people. Tell me about the joy or that what you get in all the coaches that you see, you know, like Kalani's at BYU, all the coaches that you've helped. Tell us what that means to you.
Well, it means a great deal. And I'm very proud of the success that a lot of the coaches have had that were with us here at Utah. And it's been a really impressive coaching tree that we've able to establish. You know, Gary Anderson obviously went on to be a head coach and very successful at Utah State, moved on to Wisconsin. Kalani, Jay Hill, you know, the list is long and extensive of guys that, and that's really a huge part of our success, probably the primary part of our success here at Utah through the years, is the assistant coaches have done such a phenomenal job. We've had so many quality assistant coaches come through here because those guys are, I mean, in football, you can't do it all. I guess a basketball coach, you know, baseball manager, you can pretty much do run most of the entire show. But in football, you better have guys that you trust and that can get things done for you. And we've had a great run of assistant coaches here that are outstanding recruiters as well. You know, college football, the name of the game is recruiting, and they've done a great job of going out and evaluating the talent and targeting the guys that we should bring into the program. And you know, it's just been a pleasure to work with all these guys. And that's really what, when it comes down to it, you know, that's what football is all about. Coaching football is the relationships that you build with the players and the coaches along the way. That's the most rewarding aspect of it.
Along those lines, what led to Morgan Scali being in the position he's in now to probably succeed you?
Well, I'll tell you what, Morgan, me and him have been together for, gosh, close to 25 years, I guess. He played here, and, you know, he came in as an offensive player, and they were on offense. I remember the staff meeting, and they were talking about Morgan and trying to decide where he was going to play because the offensive guys didn't think he was going to fit into their plans. I raised my hand. I said, I'll take him. You know, I'll take him at safety and on the defensive side. And so he came over and, it turned out to be the conference player of the year. You know, he turned out to be a great player. And then he had a little tryout with the Eagles after he played, didn't work out, came to me and said, hey, I want to get into coaching. So brought him on as a GA. And then as soon as we had an opportunity to hire him as a full-time coach, put him in a full-time slot as the safety coach. He did a great job of that for several years. And then when the time was right and he was ready, we elevated him to coordinator and has done a really, really good job in that respect and in that position. And now it's time for him to take over. You know, when he's ready, I got no doubt that he's ready to do it.
Okay. Kyle, sometimes in football, we'd have some fun and some hijinks in the old complex.
hijinks, yes.
And we were in the old complex, and we had a staff room that we had to shut the doors on after we got done. But could you walk the listeners through about how what it was like on Thursdays when the Crown Burgers arrived?
Ooh, and, Crown Burgers!
And the hijinks that took place at that time.
Well, I'm going to have to let the cat out of the bag. You were the cause of the hijinks, Billy. I mean, Billy Bush.
Shocking.
Billy Bush was notorious. Okay, no, Crown Burgers or whatever was brought into the office, he would go back in there before anyone got there, open the wrappers of the burger, take a bite out of each one, wrap them back up, put them back on the table, and people would go back there to get their burgers or whatnot. And they'd look at it and say, "What the heck's going on?" And we knew it was Billy. Billy taking bites out of everybody's burger. So yeah, that's he was the main hijinks ringleader.
That's hijinks.
The hijinks at the highest.
That's hijinks. Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, Coach, regarding this year's team, you guys are averaging 270 rush yards a game, second in the country. What exactly was going right? How is that? That's a ton of yards. What's going right in terms of making that possible?
Well, it starts with the offensive line. We have a terrific offensive line and probably the best, I think I can say with confidence, the best, from all five guys, inclusive that we've ever had here at Utah. The two tackles are most likely going to be first round draft choices. I think Spencer Fano, the right tackle, is absolutely going to be a first rounder. And many people project Caleb Lomo, the left tackle, in the first round as well. And then three seniors inside that have played a ton of football for us. And I think all those guys are going to get a chance to play in the National Football League. And that's where it starts. I mean, that's where, everything starts on offense. It is up front. If you're good up front, you get a chance. And so that's the first thing. And then we've got a quarterback who's, you know, as athletic as it gets and able to do the Q run game and supplement, you know, what we do in the standard run game. And that's always a nightmare for a coordinator, as a former defensive coordinator, having that true dual threat guy where you got to account for the quarterback running the ball. And Devin Dampier rushed for a bunch of yards for us this year. And so, yeah, we're right up there with Army, Navy, Air Force. I mean, we're up there with the guys that run the football, you know, 90% of the time. But, and then Jason Beck, our coordinator, does a phenomenal job. along with Jim Harding, our offensive line coach, of putting the run game together and a lot of gap schemes. And we've got a great tailback, Wayshon Parker, who led the Big 12 in yards per carry. Probably should have given the ball more, but he was like 7 yards a carry this year. And so that's what we, you know, and Jason does a great job of playing to the player's strengths and putting them in position to succeed, which is the essence of coaching, you know, giving your players a chance to be successful, getting the ball in the right people's hands. And you put all that together, and yeah, I think we're going to break a school record for season total of rushing yardage. I think we need like 60 or 70 yards in this last game, which hopefully we get that. I shouldn't assume it, but yeah, it's going to be a school record for rushing yards.
Oh, that's Nebraska fans are just thrilled to hear all of that.
They'll be thrilled to hear that our two tackles have opted out. That's, you know, those two guys that are first rounders are not going to be there. So it's not going to be quite the same look as what we had all season. But we play with some physicality up front.
Does your offense rip through your defense in practice by any chance?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes it's give and take.
But, okay, that helps.
And we were
trying to give him some sort of a nugget here, Coach. Yeah. We're trying to have some hope. Is your kickoff return team faulty in any way? Is there some sort of onside kick team is having issues in practice?
Yeah, our defense pretty good against the run. Last two games we weren't, though. We kind of had some issues in the last two ball games. Hopefully we get that fixed in time for the bowl game.
Coach Woodingham, when I got there, like, we, every team is built with one. I tell these guys on air all the time that it's always built with one part of practice that matters the most. And can you tell us what it's like at Utah? And that's inside run or 9-on-7, whatever. That was just that's every defensive coordinator's baby. And even as a secondary coach, I couldn't wait for it. Can you tell us what that's like? What it was like, how much it means to a team on both sides of the ball?
Well, for us, it's huge, and it's, you know, we get pretty physical in practice. There's a lot of teams that don't practice with a lot of physicality, and we're not one of those teams. We get after it, in spring ball especially, but then during the season, we have a good on good 9-on-7 once a week, and there is some risk. Be concerned with injuries and that type of thing, but if you want to be a physical football team, in my opinion, you got to practice physically, and that's just what our culture is and what our guys are used to, and we bang pretty good in that 9-on-7. That, to me, as you mentioned, that is the highlight of practice, is when we crank that drill up.
Nice. Well, Coach, we are so thankful you joined us on the show today. Took some time out of your day, of course, preparation, and you know what a run you've had at Utah. Thank you for your time and sharing with us, and we wish you the best of luck in the bowl game as well and beyond.
Hey guys, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach. That is Coach Kyle Whittingham.
Wow.
How about 1984? It's when he checked out. Right in our wheelhouse, like, yeah.
Oh yeah, so 65 to 84 was his his music wheelhouse.
Yes,
he has a very defined wheelhouse.
Yeah, 84. He said he had the album Van Halen 1984, and that was it.
That was it.
Then he stopped. Hey,
65 to 84, very definitive. That was interesting.
Hey, that's how you end the show right there. That's how you end the week.
That was great.
He missed
that
again.
Check
out the pot. Yeah, Bill, thanks for helping.
He was very at ease. You could tell.
And I like the story about the hamburgers. Bill is biting into hamburgers.
Yeah, that is disgusting.
Crown burgers. They're called Crown burgers, and they were incredible. And you would hear all of a sudden from the other offices, "What the heck?" Oh, they'd freak out. They would absolutely freak out.
I bet they would.
Yeah. And they got a chance to talk about his dad started on fire. Big Fred was on fire at the Wyoming. Was on fire. How about stuff about his – you hear him talk about his dad? That was
cool.
Incredible.
That was awesome. Beautiful. Well,
good job.
Guys. That's it for us. We should wish to recap that, but we're out of time.
We'll do that on Monday.
We will. The drive
we'll be
is
back
next.
Monday.
We will see you guys on Monday.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.